my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. It starts to storm. You've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all a love as true as mine.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Gearing up for the debate, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meeting face-to-face in Philadelphia tonight for the first time. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on how we got here.
It was just 7 weeks ago that the race was upended when President Biden dropped his debate performance.
With dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Biden passing the torch to Harris, handing her the shortest campaign in modern history.
The showdown at the Constitution Center, 90 minutes long, no hot mics and no studio audience. Typhoon Yagi, the strongest typhoon to hit Vietnam in decades, triggering heavy rain, floods and landslides. So far, 87 people have been killed. Tropical storm Francine gaining strength as it churns in the Gulf of Mexico, expected to hit Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane tomorrow. This is ABC News. Now out, police body cam video of the police stop in Miami of Dolphins star wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Bystander video from Sunday showed him on the ground in handcuffs. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Video showing police yanking Tyreek Hill out of his sports car to the pavement after he was pulled over for speeding and reckless driving. Monday evening, the Miami Dolphins releasing a statement on social media calling police conduct in the incident overly aggressive. Going on to say there are some officers who mistake the responsibility and commitment to serve with misguided power, urging Miami police to take swift action against the officers involved. One of those officers now on administrative duty. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And the call this morning?
Dragon, SpaceX, go for launch.
The Polaris Dawn mission lifting off aboard SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. The mission 5 days in space, heading to an altitude of nearly 900 miles. They'll also carry out the first commercial spacewalk. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. I'm Terry Bell.
Both polls put Harris's lead inside the margin of error. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin later this week. Walz will appear at different political events in Wausau on Friday night, then stump in Superior on Saturday afternoon. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Donald Trump spoke to a rally in central Wisconsin over the weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m., Copper Falls State Park is having their new pavilion dedication. The dedication will feature donor plaque and bricks displays, a new facility tour, a ribbon-cutting ceremony with dignitaries, and refreshments. Remember, though, a park admission sticker is required. Again, that is Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park for their new pavilion dedication. The next day, Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's Copper Falls State Park Fall Festival, featuring such things as arts and crafts, food and entertainment, demonstrations, children's activities, a raffle, and much more. A park admission sticker is required, and remember, pets are prohibited at this location in the park. Again, that is Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park for their fall festival. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Claudia M. Wagner, 92, of Phillips, passed away on Thursday, September 5th at Marshfield Medical Center. Claudia is survived by her children, Catherine Hutchison, Mary Fran Derner, by Carolyn Bonanno, by Mike Wagner, and by Ann Baxter. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren, along with numerous nieces and nephews. Massive Christian burial to be held on Saturday, September 14th, at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. and continues until the time of the Mass. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Claudia M. Wagner, age 92, of Phillips. David F. Wagner, age 70, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 6th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. He is survived by his longtime partner, Ruth Burhans, of Park Falls, by his mother, Betty Wagner, of Park Falls, by four children, Wendy Barbo of Wapaka, by Susie Wagner of Ojibwa, by Holly Ninneman of Rapon, and by Seth Wagner of Park Falls. Further survived by Ruth's children, Penny Russell of Green Bay, by Wendy Schoen of War Road, Minnesota, and by Brent Burhans of Park Falls. Survived also by 25 grandchildren, by three great-grandchildren, by his siblings, Kathy Melby, Dan Wagner, Mark Wagner, Greg Wagner, and Mary Worsing, all of Park Falls. Further survived by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, uncles, and other relatives. A memorial service will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Saturday, September 14th at 11 a.m., with Deacon Chet Ball officiating. Visitation will be held on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David F. Wagner, age 70, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says that rumors of the Packers looking for another quarterback are unfounded.
Despite reports, it's crazy to me, like how people come up with some of these things, and I think you're always you explore every possibility, but at no point in time did we ever have any discussions with anybody.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says that they're the best program in college football.
Over the last 20 years, who's been the best team in college football? And there's no doubt it's been Alabama. So regardless of where they are at this moment, this is as good a football team that there is in the country and has been for a really, really long time. And
kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a six-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports. Northwoods
weather. We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50. 98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for. Neon moon.
talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's all right. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing. Got me wishing I was holding on to you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see your smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing. Got me wishing I was holding on to you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. Now girl, I gotta see you tonight. Gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing. Got me wishing I was home. Tied under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. Yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Yeah. Girl, I gotta see you
with us.
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Put your arms around me.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody.
In my boots, so I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. Said where to, she said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Justin Lynch and Jelly Roll with the old Chevrolet 98Q Country. All right, it is a Tuesday. It is the 10th of September, 9-10 of 24. Another nice day out there for you. Maybe a few rain showers. We're seeing a few clouds kind of thicken up in parts of the North Woods here this morning. But all in all, it should be a really nice day with temperatures again continuing. Upper 70s, low 80s for the foreseeable future for about probably another week or so. A lot of good volleyball games going on around the area tonight. I see Prentice and Phillips are going to play, a couple of the premier teams in the North Woods, in the state. I mean, a couple of top volleyball programs. Coach Murphy, Coach Hoagland going at it tonight, so that'll be a good one. The Shawamigan volleyball team, JV and JV2, are at home. against Abbotsford, and the varsity is going to travel, be at home also against Abbotsford. So all three levels, a home contest for Shawamigan Volleyball tonight. You know, we saw Aaron Rodgers hit the field last night. He made it through the whole game healthy. Looked good at times. Turnovers, you can't, hard to recover from turnovers in the National Football League. Couple of, a pick, was it one pick? A couple of drop balls I saw. I went to bed at halftime or early third quarter. It was a three-score game at that point. Jets came back a little bit. But Aaron Rodgers, not a surprise that they lose on the road to San Fran. 49ers were the best team in the NFC last year, so very understandable. Still time to get out and get golfing, some fall golf. Yeah, at the Park Falls Country Club. Oh, some of the best times to be out there, a little quieter. So check out your local Park Falls Country Club and get around to golfing. One of the big stories in the National Football League was the Tyreek Hill situation. He's a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. On the way to the game on Sunday, he was pulled over for speeding, and he ended up being handcuffed and placed on the ground. The police body cam footage of that was released late yesterday, and I don't know about you, but I saw it. First of all, I heard Tyreek Hill's interview with like it was CBS or whatever, and I heard him say something else to somebody else, and he was kind of playing innocent. And I watched the police footage, and first of all, I'll say that maybe, you know, there was a time or two where the police officer maybe, you know, did a bit much, but the bottom line is the police officer came up to the window of Tyreek Hill's vehicle, tapped on the window for him to open the window. And the first thing Tyreek Hill said about five different times, he said, "Don't tap on my window. Don't tap on my window." I mean, he was not compliant from the very start. And I don't know. I mean, the video doesn't match. It doesn't match what's going on there. And now they're talking about the police officers being reprimanded, you know. And like I said, maybe there was a point in there where they pulled him out of the vehicle that they didn't need to. But also, let me tell you this. How many times does a police officer walk up on a vehicle and all the police officer asks is for you to open your window and have your hands available, so you're not reaching down and hiding something or pulling out a gun or whatever. Tyreek Hill wasn't really willing to do that. He wasn't really willing to do anything. He wanted to get to his football game. That was about it. So I'm putting 99% of the blame on this on Tyreek Hill. For once I saw the body cam footage, just don't be an idiot. And he was. He was an idiot. He was a complete jerk when the police from the very start. So that's one of the stories they will be talking about again here today. We have a big event starting tomorrow. Now, I'm going to be off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Got to have some stuff done, getting old. But Gray Gunderson will be in here in the morning. And to celebrate Gray in the morning show and throughout the day, 98Q and Civic Media are giving away cash, gold jewelry, and a pair of indoor club-level seats to the Packers-Saints game on December 23rd. All that, just because I announce I'm taking a couple days off, and the very first day that I'm off, Wednesday, the very first day, they announce a giveaway like we've never done before. Cash, gold jewelry, and tickets to the Packer game on December 23rd. Whatevs. If you want to celebrate me, go, that's fine. All you need to do to be eligible for this is text the keyword of each hour that we give tomorrow. So get that Civic Media app on your phone if you don't already have it from our previous contest, and just get ready to shoot us that text word, and there will be all kinds of prizes Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It is officially called the Go for the Green or Gold contest. Go for the Green or Gold contest with cash, gold jewelry, and Packer tickets. It's all going to start tomorrow with keywords, so listen to Gray and the morning show. We have a jam-packed reality radio tomorrow. Lots of stuff going on here. We've got Craig will be stopping by from Bader Sports Center. We're going to talk with Scott Schultz over at the YMCA and with the Park and Rec Department and update him what's going on there, as we do once a month. We've got Kelly Meredith coming in to talk about the Butternut Historical Society. They have a big event going on this weekend. Ron Nolan from Nemoth Implement will be stopping by. Isaiah will be coming in from Wolf Farms to chat with Gray. And also, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Have you heard about these folks? A very wonderful charitable organization, and they're going to join us at about 9:45. So all that during Reality Radio tomorrow. Tomorrow, a little bit after 8 o'clock. Lots of good local stuff. We always archive that stuff for you, too, for you to listen back. We have the football games from this past Saturday, Shawamigan and Phillips, both games archived at 98qcountry.com. Just go onto the sports tab. There's two different tabs. I forget which one it is, but go into the sports tab and you'll see the game. And you can listen back to the broadcast with Jeff Hakenen, who pulled double duty this past Saturday. Brewers back in action again tonight, playing out the season until playoff time, trying to keep everybody healthy. They're 9 games up. The division is over. And they will take on the San Francisco Giants. We get a late night tonight. Late night, 8:45, first pitch for the next, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday there in Arizona for a late night game. So right around 8:40, 8:45, today, tomorrow, Thursday. We will not have Friday game on because we've got a late game. We may slip that Brewer game on Friday because that's a late start. Let's see what you can do with that. And then the weekend, of course, little Brewers, little Packers. Packers in action on Sunday. Jordan Love is out 3 to 6 weeks. The Packers have decided, for now anyway, they're not going to go after another quarterback. Mills will be the, is it Willis? Willis is the guy. So he will, he'll be the quarterback on Sunday. I think they haven't put him on like IR or anything like that. So I think the Packers are hopeful that he's a young guy, that he can bounce back from this fairly quick, but also the Packers made it very clear that they are not going to sacrifice Jordan Love's future just to bring him back a couple of games early, which tells me that that 3 to 6 weeks is going to be a pretty solid 3 to 6 weeks. When you're in the first game, you're in the birthing stage of a large contract, the Packers are not going to wheel him out there in week 7. And some of it depends on how the Packers do. I mean, if the Packers are 2-5, you're like, you know what? What are we doing here? Why would we? So I think there's a lot that's going to depend on how the Packers do without him. Also, let's get you updated as we do twice an hour, news and sports here on the 98Q Morning Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Gearing up for the debate. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meeting face-to-face in Philadelphia tonight for the first time. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on how we got here.
It was just 7 weeks ago that the race was upended when President Biden dropped out after his disastrous debate performance.
With dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Biden passing the torch to Harris, handing her the shortest campaign in modern history.
The showdown at the Constitution Center, 90 minutes long, no hot mics and no studio audience. Typhoon Yagi, the strongest typhoon to hit Vietnam in decades, triggering heavy rain, floods and landslides. So far, 87 people have been killed. Tropical storm Francine gaining strength as it churns in the Gulf of Mexico, expected to hit Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. I'm Terry Bell.
Both polls put Harris's lead inside the margin of error. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin later this week. Walz will appear at different political events in Wausau on Friday night, then stump in Superior on Saturday afternoon. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Donald Trump spoke to a rally in central Wisconsin over the weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday, September 11th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Phillips Public Library, North Central Technical College will be hosting a community tech time with basic technology help sessions. It is free, and no registration is required. They can help you with setting up your new electronic device, or if you're interested in learning more about technology. Their instructor, Kathy, is going to teach you how to use your smartphone, tablet, or computer, including how to set up your device, basic maneuvering, and how to download apps. Bring your own device to this class for personalized technology support. If you have any questions, you can contact NTC's Phillips campus by calling 715-339-4555. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says that rumors of the Packers looking for another quarterback are unfounded.
Despite reports, it's crazy to me, like how people come up with some of these things, and I think you're always you explore every possibility, but at no point in time do we ever have any discussions with anybody.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says that they're the best program in college football.
Over the last 20 years, who's been the best team in college football? And there's no doubt it's been Alabama. So regardless of where they are at this moment, this is as good a football team that there is in the country and has been for a really, really long time. And
kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Winter Woods in Glidden, Wisconsin is proud to support their community and local events. Their factory store is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 3, selling fire starters, seasonal wreaths, colorful pine cones, gift baskets, and more. They blend sustainable products with the beauty of nature, all made right here in the USA. Enjoy winter storage at their Butternut Regional Warehouse. And remember, they are buying Birch and Bough this October. Visit them on Winter Woods Drive in Glidden, Wisconsin, and be part of something special.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
98Q Country.
Just a small town
Cinderella. Daddy wants you back home by midnight every time we're together. Yeah, that's my dilemma. I need more time with you. I want to watch the sunrise through the pines with you.
Night like this, wouldn't want to miss. Moonlight shining on a long, slow kiss. You could be the one I can get lucky with.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Diamonds.
Yeah, baby, we can run away. My carriage is a 4x4, 400 horse Chevrolet. You're like a princess in a blue cotton dress. I could be your prince.
Treats and lady, whoa, whoa, whoa. Go ahead, kick them off, cause the boot fits, baby. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Diamonds in the sky lighting up those eyes like, whoa, whoa. You're the kind of fine that I can't deny. Gets me high, cross my heart, hope to die. Pick a star, make a wish. Yeah, girl, you could be my all night. Dancing in my headlights, fairy tale, good as it gets.
Downtown.
Move it.
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. Laying down without you in this king-size empty bed, and I wish wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my get back, come back. Hey, I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my, my bad comeback song. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know I said I wouldn't miss ya. I said I wouldn't miss ya, girl.
Darius Rucker at 98Q Country. Well, each Tuesday morning right around this time, we talk about Butternut School and sports and stuff like that. We've got AD Athletic Director there and Coach Troy Sherwinski from Butternut joining us. Morning, Troy.
Morning, Joel.
Hey, we got the fall seasons off and running. You're coaching a little middle school girls basketball, so things are full throttle there at Butternut, huh?
Yep. Everything's going pretty good right now. We got a full fall schedule slate going, and a lot of home opportunities coming up this week. Talk a little bit about volleyball, I guess, first.
Sure.
Young team, very competitive, though. Off to a pretty good start this year. They played in the Schwamigan tournament just before school started. I think they went 2-1 at that. And then last week we hosted a triangular with Bayfield and Bessemer, and we swept that. And Saturday they got a little more competition. They went down to Prentice for a tournament, and I believe they split there, went 2-2. Now, this week, we're off till Thursday. We host Hurley in our first conference matchup.
Okay.
So they're doing well. They're finding their way. They're learning how to put the puzzle together with all the pieces they have. It's a talented team. They just got to figure out how to fit them all together.
Yeah, Coach Pritzel does a great job with those young ladies, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Cindy Pritzel, Renee Drott, both of them are working the high school, and then they'll do the middle school this winter.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
Cross country, had a couple of meets. I believe they were at Schwamigan, they were at Tim's Hill, and the middle school, I think, went to LCO last week. Now this week, our middle school is going to host our own cross country meet. They'll run that up at Marion Park in Glidden. Coach Bebo, Troy Bebo, does a great job with them. So they're off and running. They got some pretty good runners there at both the high school and the middle school level.
All right. All right, so things are looking good and going strong, and like I mentioned earlier, the middle school girls basketball team underway. Yep. With a couple of games already too, right?
Yep, we got a couple of games in. Friday night we hosted South Shore here. It was a little bit shaky, I think some nerves and a lot of rust and maybe a little bit out of shape. Both teams played pretty good defense, but neither one could put the ball in a hole, so it was a low-scoring 10-8 game. Last night we hosted Drummond, very good team, and I think we got ourselves a little more the tempo that we like to play. Good defense, creating some transition offense. And passed the ball around well. A lot more girls looking to take some shots. So we came away with a nice 29-17 win last night in that. And tonight we go up to Washburn to see what we can do. A little bit bigger school. Again, a little more depth. So that'll just be an eighth grade only. And then Friday night they'll host Mellon. We're going to play 10 quarters that night.
Oh, wow.
Fourth and fifth grade will play two quarters, and then the fifth and sixth grade will play a full game, and then the eighth grade a full game.
Oh, all right. A lot going on. Where's a good place for people to go if they want to see the Butternut schedule and when Butternut will be playing their home games?
All the parents have a TeamReach app, so it's there. But for those that don't have the TeamReach app, the school website actually has the schedules on there, and then Jenny Smart's doing a Facebook page, so she's putting the school, if you get the school's Facebook page, all the schedules will be updated there as well. So,
all right,
a lot of good places to look.
All right, good work, Troy. Thank you so much for the info. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Troy Sherwinski. He's the athletic director there at Butternut. A lot of good stuff going on there at the Butternut School. A lot of good opportunities for you to get out and cheer on the Midgets and their home events.
98Q Country.
Beautiful morning in the Northwoods. Temperatures rising to about 78 is what they're telling us. Maybe a scattering of a rain shower here and there. Here's George Burge. Oh,
baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know. Baby, you're a tall drink, little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slower. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
98Q Country.
A lot of sunshine. Close to 80 for the next 4 or 5 days. That's all we need to know. It's Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. And if I had some help, 98Q.
You made
Wisconsin online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time in May.